and welcome to another edition of the WCU Podcast Podcast. I'm Josh Thompson.
And I'm Patrick Frazier, coming to you from, once again, rainy Cullowhee, North Carolina.
Isn't it always rainy? Oh, my goodness. I think recording this podcast has put a jinx on Cullowhee. Whenever we record, it rains.
Yeah, but the first few episodes, we were doing pretty good. We had sunny and nice outside. And
you haven't been able to say beautiful Cullowhee in, like, 3 months.
Yeah, I think it was once football season started, because we've only had one non-rainy day for football.
The very first one.
And homecoming.
Yes, and at homecoming it rained a little bit during tailgating.
That is right.
On me during the football recruits tour, so I can confirm every single game except for the first one there was rain, annoying rain. But we are coming to you again on another Catamount football Saturday after another big Catamount win. In fact, the game is actually still going on, so we'll be giving you some periodic updates. But the Catamounts are leading 48-10 with about 7 minutes left in the game. The Catamounts just pulled senior Troy Mitchell out of the game to a nice big round of applause. So we figured, why not go ahead and start the podcast?
Big milestones for this game today. It's the first time since the 80s that we have won all 5 home games for the season.
Yeah, to get an undefeated, and, you know, barring some complete meltdown in which 48-10 is pretty insurmountable with that little time left. But barring some crazy meltdown, yeah, first undefeated season at home in
and we're
ages.
Actually 6-0. We actually have a 6-game winning streak going at home, dating back to last season, the final game, which is again another streak from the 80s that we're breaking.
Yeah, and so the Catamounts really came out and just from the opening kickoff that Furman. It was the second kickoff that Furman fumbled. Furman has 6 fumbles to this point in the game, but Furman really fumbled away their chances early. The Catamounts jumped out to a 14-0 lead within 5 minutes of the game starting. So clearly it was just the Catamounts day-to-day. It was nice to see this senior group that includes Troy Mitchell and Kenoris Benson and all those guys that really helped turn the culture around here at Western go out with such a big win.
Well, it was a big senior day today, you know, not only for football seniors, but we also had dance team and cheerleading seniors and marching band seniors today as well.
Yeah, all recognized, as well as the WCU Hall of Fame class was inducted today.
And it was also Eastern Band Cherokee Indians Day as well, so a busy day on the campus of Cullowhee.
Yeah, and that leads us into a good segue. So it was a busy day today in Cullowhee, and it's going to be a busy week in Cullowhee for the Office of Admissions. And that's the topic of the week, is going to be what is going on here from an Office of Admissions standpoint. But we got two big events and one big important announcement, I guess you will say, that we're going to talk about during the show today.
Yes. So we have two big events. One of these events we've had going on for, I believe this is the 5th year of this event coming up this Wednesday. It's an event I'm trying my hardest to hand off to Josh, although it keeps coming back into my lap somehow.
I am very talented at avoiding work. The longer you work with me, the more you'll know. The Residential Living sent me over here for a reason. They just didn't tell you guys.
And next year it'll be fully in Josh's lap. I will make sure of that one. Yeah. But on Wednesday we have our Honors Day event, which is an invite-only event for students that have been accepted to the Honors College for this fall.
Yeah, and that's going to be exciting. And we're excited that this year it is back during the day. Last year we did kind of a night event the week of an open house, and it didn't quite go the way we were hoping it would. And so back to a day event on Veterans Day. So a lot of the students that are going to be coming up are going to be out of school. And so we're looking for a big turnout for Honors Day. And I know that as of yesterday, we had already maxed out registration online. And so we can only do walk-up registrations from this point. But
well, we actually, on Friday, we actually ended up increasing the registration limits online so we can... You can, if you're listening to this and you've been invited to Honors Day, you can still register online. We upped those limits on Friday to allow for more registrations. We have over 100 students registered for the event as we speak, so it's going to be a big turnout for that event.
Yeah, and like I said, it'll be exciting. We've got, imagine kind of, if you will, for those who aren't familiar with the Honors Day event, obviously it's going to be centered towards our Honors College students, but we still bring some of the elements of an open house or a campus tour in as well. So once the students get here, we will have a student information fair with our friends from residential living and intercultural affairs and the CRC and a number of different campus organizations are going to be there to welcome the honor students in and kind of show them what they do here on campus.
Yes, and that event, that information fair will be taking place in the lobby of the Bardo Arts Center. Mm-hmm. So once you finish, we'll also have some breakfast items there for you too. Once you go through all that, go ahead and take a seat inside the auditorium. And we'll have a welcome presentation from our very own Phil Colley, as well as the Dean of the Honors College, to welcome everybody to the campus.
So like I said, think open house where Phil speaks, but he's then followed by Dr. Sam Miller from Student Affairs. We just changed it up a little bit and still have Phil speak and then introduce the Dean of the Honors College.
Yes, and actually the nice thing with this one is Phil will be the one sort of wrapping up the presentation. He'll be taking on the Dr. Miller role this time around.
Ah, there you go.
And so we'll mix it up a little bit for everybody.
Yeah, we're going to change him. We're going to convert him from a starter to a closer. Not because he's failed as a starter.
Think of a John Smoltz type pitcher.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But for those that are listening that are coming to Honors Day, when you're arrive on campus, you'll actually park across from our Ramsey Center in what's known as our Creek parking lot, and we're going to have plenty of signs directing you to that parking lot, and then we will shuttle you to the Bardo Arts Center, so you don't have to worry about trying to get there. We will shuttle you to that center, and I have a personal goal for the Office of Admissions this year.
Yes.
And this is my goal for us this year, is to not get a speeding ticket while doing the shuttle, because we run the shuttle ourselves with vans, and we've been pulled over every year so far for speeding on campus, not with guests in the vans, but as we're coming back from Bardo to pick up more guests.
And that's why Patrick is not allowed to drive the shuttle vans anymore. He has to supervise.
Fortunately, I've never been one of the ones receiving the ticket. Other individuals have.
Not me. I'm clean. Yeah. If they gave me a ticket, I would be like, hey, Brittany, what's up with that?
If they gave Josh a ticket, it's for going too slow. It's not for speeding, it's for going too slow.
We'll get a citizen's complaint called in that I was moving too slow here on the Cullowhee Main Street.
But as you finish once the welcome presentation ends with Jill and Phil, say that one three times fast.
That's
Jill and Phil right there.
Yes.
Then we will take you on a tour of campus, not a full tour, but a sort of a condensed tour of campus, and then you will end up in either the University Center or the Blue Ridge Residence Hall and Conference Room for a lunch that will be served for you.
Yeah, and so both of those folks, it doesn't matter which one you're going to, you're still going to get a very similar experience. It's just a matter of what we can fit, how many people we can fit in each in each place. And so following that or during the tour, we'll also be showing off Balsam Honors, the Honors College itself, Balsam Hall. And so the students will get a chance to see where only honor students can live. So that's a neat perk. And we did talk last week a good bit about Balsam Honors College. So we won't spend too much time talking about the hall itself.
Yeah, and then following lunch, we'll have another information fair going on in the multi-purpose room of the University Center for academic departments.
Yeah, and Patrick, what are some of those academic departments? Who is going to be there?
So for this information fair, unlike the open house where we actually have the specific degree programs, mm-hmm. we split this one up by academic college. So the College of Health and Human Sciences, the College of Business, each college will be represented to share information about the programs in their college, as well as academic advising, and so on and so forth. So all of your academic support services will be there, too, for that information fair.
Yeah, and Patrick, let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits. And some folks are going to wonder, why would you want to do – like our next big event obviously is going to be this Saturday with our second open house of the fall. So let's talk a little bit about the benefits of doing – if you've been invited to the Honors Day, of actually doing the Honors Day as opposed to open house, or hopefully, in addition to the open house.
Hopefully you are doing it in addition to the open house. But if you're unable to attend the open house and this is your one time on campus – the nice thing about this is, you're getting to see where the honor students are living. You're sort of getting the experience of what it's like to be an honor student at WCU. The more personalized attention, which is one of the key points of honors, as well as all of our academic programs as well, but more so in the Honors College, where you have the Honors College staff living or working in the same residence hall where you live. Mm-hmm. So you're getting a lot of hands-on personal attention from that entire staff, both student and professional, throughout the day. And you're still getting the same information at an open house. The one thing that you're not getting that you would get in an open house is you're not getting to actually go to an academic building. That's the only difference.
Yeah, and so as Patrick mentioned, it's a lot more specialized. So obviously, if you qualify for the Honors College, there's a bunch of great benefits of being a part of that, mm-hmm. and getting kind of this exclusive preview kind of counts as one of those benefits of being part of the Honors College itself.
But now, if you're not a part of the Honors College and you're wanting to come to campus because you're out of school for Veterans Day, we have three campus tours going on that day. I know registration is pretty full for a couple of those tours already, but we have a tour at 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and 2 p.m. that day.
Yeah, so 10, noon, and 2. So even, like I said, even if you're not going to participate in Honors Day and you want to come up and visit, you are absolutely welcome to. We'll have staff at both events. We'll be stretched maybe a little bit thin, but we'll have folks all over the place. And luckily, if you see folks walking around looking professional on campus, more likely than not, it's going to be folks from our office. So we'll be able to direct you where you need to go.
Yeah, and so it'll be a busy day for everybody involved that day, but a great time, especially since you're out of school, to come and visit the campus and take a trip to the mountains to see, you know, the last few fall leaves that are still on the trees and
see
our campus.
Yeah, they're getting ready to fall, especially with the amount of rain we've had lately. A lot of them are gone, but we are still kind of at the end of that peak leaf viewing season. So the second event this week, we touched on just a minute ago, is going to be our open house. It's going to be this Saturday.
Yes, open house is coming up once again. I feel like we just did one of these.
We did just do one of those exactly 1 week ago and exactly 1 week from now. Who plans these things? Who put them so close together, Patrick?
That would be Phil and myself. You're welcome.
No wonder
for that
Phil
one.
Has been demoted to closer. No, I'm just kidding.
But the open house, you know, people wonder why there's two so close together. We have to schedule these over a year in advance, and it's mm-hmm. based off of a lot of factors, everything from SAT and ACT dates to football games.
Big campus events,
when fall break is, things of that nature. So there's a lot of factors that go into the open house schedule, trying to plan these events years in advance.
Not just to torture the admissions staff and the entourage tour guides.
I mean, at least this year we don't have one on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
A lot of people.
I'm sure my wife is excited that for the first time in since I took this job, we will have a free Valentine's Day.
It's the first time in years that we haven't had an open house on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Mm-hmm. We kept the holiday tradition alive by having our last one on Halloween. And so this one will be a lot less trick-or-treaty. It will be a lot more straightforward, let's hope.
And we've kept the tradition of inconveniencing Heather alive, too, because this upcoming open house is on her birthday. So be sure to say a happy birthday to Heather this weekend as well.
She'll be the one that looks like Grumpy Cat most of the day with that look on her face.
Yeah. If we haven't planned one on her birthday, it's been on her anniversary.
Her wedding.
Yes. So we're doing really good at planning them around her schedule.
I think the transfer girls all know what they're doing because, you know, Danielle got married today, I think, and so he's on honeymoon next week, and so gosh, it's just one of those things where every fall one of them is getting married or celebrating a birthday or anniversary. And
at least after Danielle, none of them are left to get married. Well, Liz is coming up, so Liz still has a wedding in the future, but at least we've got three of the four married at this point.
Yes, at this point, no more fall weddings. I think it's come down from high, from Phil Cawley. No more fall weddings allowed in the Office of Admission.
Yeah, especially with travel season and everything
exactly.
else we got going on.
It's too busy. It's kind of like how, you know, if you work at a university setting, it's kind of a no-no to vacation in August as things are getting ready to open for the year. We're just going to make from August to December, that whole semester is going to be official no fly zone for weddings, etc.
Yeah, and you know, you also throw in you got college football going on, so mm-hmm. you know, every other weekend there's football games, and our staff is pretty heavily involved in football weekends.
I'm exhausted. It's been a crazy fall, and this week is just going to be kind of the cherry on top of an exciting recruitment season and having folks visit. So it's been a lot of fun, but I know that I'm getting ready. After next weekend, I will be settling in for a long winter's nap to borrow a famous line from a famous poem.
Well, and you weren't actually here for the week of the last open house,
no,
so you get
I
to enjoy
gone.
That pleasure this upcoming week as
that's right.
As well.
No, tour guides that are listening, no happy-go-lucky Patrick Fraser telling you what to do on Wednesday, Thursday. The hammer, Josh Thompson, is coming in to lay down the law. So No, I was in Columbia Aiken recruiting last time, so it'll be nice to be here and kind of be a more of a part of setting up and getting that ready.
And hopefully some of those students you talked to in Columbia and Aiken will be coming up for either Honors Day or Open House.
Yeah, in fact, I saw one of them today. We do give tours to football recruits before the games, and today was our largest group ever in the history of Western Carolina. We had, I want to say it was over 300 folks registered to attend today, and we had at least that much, if not more. And
I think I heard somebody saying they had well over 400 once registration ended.
Yeah, so it was kind of bananas. We'd seen about 450 all season, which was a record, and then we had about 400 today. So Catamount football is causing people to take notice and all that kind of stuff, and it's an exciting time to be interested in playing for the Catamounts. But I actually met a student from, or I re-met, I guess, a student from Aiken, South Carolina that I've met a week before open house. So there you go.
Well, and now if we could get those you know, almost 900 guests that have come for football recruits to come to an open house.
Exactly.
Y'all need to be listening and sign up for open house, and that just gives you a better chance to see everything that university has to offer.
Absolutely. And I told Coach Ray, I was like, you know, just shoot those names over here. We're happy to get them on our list and let them know that even if they decide not to play football, that Western is still a great option for them in their future. So the Catamount football game, speaking of, has just gone final, 48-10. Win for your Catamounts to clinch the undefeated season. So an exciting win for our Catamounts, an exciting home season as we get ready to go down to College Station and cash a big check next week against Texas A&M.
What better than a cherry on top for your season than to pick up a win over Texas A&M?
Hey, that would be really exciting. You know, they've struggled a little bit. They started off so strong in the top 10 in the country and have played well since then, but not quite as well as they started the year out.
So maybe they'll be thinking ahead to next season by the time we get there. And
let's hope so. And I know that Jonathan Johnson, our intramural director here at Western, is an A&M alum, and he's going down to the game. And I told him he has to have something Western on, regardless of his alumni status. So I think he's going with the A&M shirt and the Western hat, so he'll be repping. We'll have at least a couple of fans down there, and that'll be a fun trip for those. I heard Gary and Dan talking on the broadcast today. This will be the farthest west we've played in school history, at least for another year or two, and then until we go to Hawaii, and then that will probably be the all-time record for how west we go.
Yes, I don't think we can go much further west after the Hawaii game.
Yeah, once you get more west than Hawaii, I think that turns into the Far East. Isn't that right?
Yeah, at that point we would be doing international games, and I just don't see Western playing international games.
No. So, that's kind of a neat fact for this. That'll be a very short-lived record as we play Texas A&M. And then 2 years from now, get down to Hawaii. Still angling to get on that trip. I think they need to do a podcast on location broadcast to preview the football game.
Well, don't they need someone from admissions to talk to potential recruits in Hawaii?
I mean, they're going to be exposed to the university, and I volunteer as tribute to head out there.
And I'm sure your wife would volunteer to be police escort for the game as well.
I'm sure she would. That would be a fun, free trip, right?
I believe so.
Anyway, back to open house. As we mentioned, we've got our second open house of the year, and it should be a lot of fun. This one's probably going to be bigger than the Halloween open house, just due to it not being a holiday.
We're already over 2,000 guests, students and guests registered for open house.
Woo! And that is with those late registering. And we always have a strong push at the end of the week before, so that is going to be a massive, one of the largest we've had. Last year, what was our biggest?
Biggest was about 2,000 people total, and that was, we had about 3,000 registered for that event, so still got a ways to go till we reach that number. But we did just send an email out this morning, actually, to 27,000 high school students, inviting them to open house.
So if even half of them open that email, and even half of them register for the open house, then we're going to be in real good shape, and it'll be one of our biggest weekends ever here in Cullowhee, and we're ready for it, I think. Now that we've got the one open house all out of the way, you always have your kind of, I imagine it's like kind of your opening game for a football season or basketball team.
You get
your tune up and you're ready, and now everybody is an experienced open house veteran. From our new assistant directors who had their first open house experience to our new tour guides. So I think this is going to be one of our best open houses of the year for sure.
I sure hope so. We had a lot of notes following the last open house. You know, just like, you know, with the football team reviewing game tape, we had a lot of stuff to review afterwards.
Always wanted to improve.
A lot of stuff to change. For those that are listening that attended the last open house, and if you filled out the open house survey following that event, thank you for that. We take all of the notes and comments that you provide us in those surveys into consideration when planning the next open house.
Feedback is so important, and that's kind of helped helped us build the reputation within the state of North Carolina and South Carolina and Georgia and Tennessee in this area, that as having one of the strongest open house programs around. When folks get here, you know, 99% of the time, it's they really enjoy themselves. And I think the reason that is because we listen to the feedback and we do our best to make sure that every guest feels important and taken care of here at Western. And that's what you can look forward to from the open house this weekend.
Well, and one of the things, too, that we take pride in is in the last about 5 years, no two open house events have been the same. We always make some kind of tweak, change, adjustment to everything.
It drives our program printers batty, but
yes, there is no printing programs for multiple open houses at one time. But we're doing everything from changing a room location to changing the music that's being played. The slightest little things will change and adjust to enhance your experience.
And just to show you how far we've come, Patrick, when we started playing music a couple years ago, you were telling me last weekend at the end of that open house, we had what, a rotation of 5 songs?
We might have had 5 songs at the most for that open house. The main one that we were playing was the Rocky theme song over and over and over again.
The people were shouting, "Yo, Adrian! Get a new song."
And so this past open house, we had 75 different songs playing on the morning playlist, and an even larger one for the afternoon playlist.
Yeah, so always looking to improve and always, hopefully always delivering a great open house. And again, we talked a little bit about in our last open house feature, but Patrick, what are some of the things that we want to highlight for folks who maybe have not heard our previous episode on the open house preview for the Halloween, or just those who have heard it and are wanting just a little bit more insight?
Well, the main thing is the earlier you get there in the morning, the better. But don't get there before 7:30 in the morning.
The person in charge of parking would not be happy with you. I don't know who he is, but he's usually grumpy. It's me.
I know that there are some universities where they encourage you to get there 3-4 hours before the event starts. We are not one of those universities.
No, we're going to have ample parking for every single attendant. So don't you worry. We'll get you parked and ready. So no need if you're traveling from, let's say, Charlotte, and you plan to get here 2 or 3 hours early, man, you're going to have to be leaving at like, you know, 3-4 in the morning. So
3-4 in the morning, and then you're going to get here and sit around for an hour or two before you get started. So
and we don't have. We can't open up our showrooms to have you sleep in them or anything like that. So make sure that you time it right.
I don't even get that luxury. I get my office floor for the night of open house.
You're a maniac.
But so get here early. The open house officially begins at 8:15 in the morning with registration check-in and our information fair. You need to be here no later than 9:30 in the morning so that you can fully experience the information fair that morning.
Yeah, and you do want to take advantage of that. That information fair is very unique, and it's really the only time at Western where you get an opportunity to speak to every single academic department and field that we offer here at the university. So if you are one of those, and there's a ton of students that are, because they're 17 and 18 years old, that they're coming in here, not 100% sure what you want to do, you're not alone. But if you're interested in biology and maybe criminal justice and maybe business, then the only time you're ever going to be able to get all three of those people at one time is going to be at the open house events like that. So that's why it's so important to get here early, because they can help you maybe figure out which would be your best fit here at Western, or maybe help you figure out which would be your best fit, period.
My favorites are the students that are trying to decide between musical theater and nursing.
Yeah, you can't get. I love the wide variety of that students. You'll have everything from music, musical theater to nursing. God, it couldn't be more different. No, that's funny. I can't think of a better one than that. So.
Or you know, I'm trying to decide between musical theater and nursing, and I also want to be in the marching band. You know, let's just throw everything in one swoop there.
Basically, what that person's telling you is they want to never sleep ever,
or that they are a lifetime student.
Yes, exactly. To do the musical theater and the nursing. It's not possible.
So we have the information fair in the morning, and then we have The wonderful presentation to welcome everybody to campus by Dr. Sam Miller and Phil Colley, who some sometimes mistake for as Dr. Phil.
Yes, no, not Dr. Phil. But Phil and Sam do a great, I almost said show. It's not a show, but they are very entertaining individuals, and so they're a lot of fun to listen to them talk about what they're passionate about.
Well, maybe we could call it a show because we do take it on the road with Western on tour.
Exactly.
So
another thing that went on this fall.
So they are kind of a production that goes on the road from time to time as well. So
they've got Dinah running the boards on the road, and so yeah, I like it.
And then when
don't call Dinah a roadie though. I don't think she would appreciate it.
No, and when in the Ramsey Center, they have Ryan from the Ramsey Center staff running the boards for us as well. So
can we tell the story?
Oh, let's tell the story.
We have to. So we're getting everything set. You know, Patrick and I get here, gosh, 6-ish, if we're running late.
Patrick didn't leave that night.
Patrick didn't leave October the 3rd. He was here on All Hallows Eve and Halloween. So I get here probably around 5:45, 6 o'clock, start putting up signs on the highway and that kind of thing. And, you know, so we've been at work. Patrick's been at work for like 36 straight hours, again, because he's crazy. And I've been at work for a good four hours by the time we're setting – 3-4 hours by the time we're setting up the speakers after our meetings, and we're going down to the parking lot to play the music. And we're sitting there, and we're struggling to put it together. And Ryan is awesome and volunteers to kind of help us.
And this is our first time using the speakers in the system for this event.
Because it's our space. It's not Ramsey Center stuff. It's our stuff that we're using. And so we're trying to figure it out. And after we had to go buy a late night cord the night before, and we finally get it together, and we can't get the speakers to work.
And we worked on this for a good 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, Ryan couldn't figure out how to get the speakers to work either. And if anybody out of the 5 or 6 of us that were up there were going to figure it out, it was going to be him.
And then before he did, he tells one of his staff members to go ahead and go downstairs, bring up like 2 or 3 different cords that we're going to need.
Thinking that
we have the iPad playing or the iPod playing, but nothing is coming out. We unplug it from the system and it's playing just fine. So we're at a complete loss at that point as to what is wrong with this system.
And you have 2 guesses to figure out what was wrong, and your first one doesn't count. Of course. The volume wasn't turned up.
Yes, the volume was turned up on everything but the master volume. And as soon as he reached down and turned it up, lo and behold, we had music.
It was one of those whelp moments. Oh, man. It just goes to show you how much goes into open towels you don't think about.
Had the radio to tell the individual, we don't need the cords now.
He had just gotten all the way down the stairs and had to turn around and come all the way back up. That poor guy was exhausted.
At least we had Bojangles biscuits for him.
Yes, we did. Yeah, broke my diet, but I had to have a Bojangles biscuit there. I feel like it's not a cheat day if you have to go into work for, you know, 14, 15 hours.
Well, it's not
hours.
A cheat day as well because you're going to walk it off before the end of the day anyway.
Especially being on parking, so I'm all over the place. Me and Dalton and Reed are going to be all over those parking lots getting them ready, so... but yeah, we'll get you parked. We'll get you to see the show from Dr. Miller and Phil. And then from there, we'll break out into the academic sessions, just like last time.
Yeah, just like last time, take you to the different academic sessions. If you yourself or someone in your group needs walking assistance, don't fret. We will take you to your building.
And all you have to do is let us know. And that is the key portion there. It is going to be hard for us to know that you need a ride unless you get vocal about it. And there's nothing wrong with asking for that. So make sure you let us know if you or somebody in your family, you're thinking about the walk. And even if you think you could make it, but there's a possibility that you might not, then just let us know. We'll take care of that for you.
And also, you know, let us know in advance if someone in your group needs some extra accommodations.
Absolutely.
Especially if someone in your group doesn't speak English or needs an interpreter for sign language. Mm-hmm. Let us know, and don't worry, we will take care of those accommodations for you. We just need to know in advance.
Yeah, so any kind of special accommodations, we're happy to accommodate. And usually we can do that, no problem.
Yeah, and so... Once we get you to your department, you'll have an opportunity to meet with the academic professors, learn a little bit more about the program itself, which is always great so that you can get sort of the inside look as to what's involved in your degree program. And then from there, we'll bring you to the center campus for the second portion of the day.
And I'd love the improvements to the afternoon portion of Open House. From last year to this year, we talk about how we're always trying to improve and make it better. And the music, it kind of like, if you're not sure where you're going on Open House Day and you find yourself kind of like, how did I get here and where did the tour guide go? Follow the music.
If you find yourself and you're looking around and you see the words Reynolds or Robertson on a building, you've gone too far.
Yeah, I don't know how you did that.
It shouldn't be done. And just in case, just start walking back down the hill.
Downhill is always the best option. If you have to climb up a mountain, you've gone the wrong. Like we mentioned, the Hell Hill last week when we were talking about Reynolds. Don't go up that. Unless you just hate yourself.
Yeah, so the music was a nice addition. We actually started in March of last year, mm-hmm. so this will be the third open house that we've had music in the afternoon.
Yeah, and this past one, you could really tell. I don't know if we got new speakers or we did something different.
Yeah, we had changed the speakers and turned it up a notch.
Yeah, it was this past one, you could really hear the music, and it was definitely kind of a beacon to all those that were walking around campus that were like, where am I supposed to go next? I'll just follow the music. Think of the music as Dorothy's Yellow Brick Road, and it'll bring you home. So, and then from there, we're going to have a ton of afternoon sessions, and we have campus tours and residence hall tours of Scott and Walker and Balsam. And then there's going to be the student information fair and the student group fair. So there's just a ton of stuff going on in the afternoon.
And now there is one other piece that makes this a unique open house for us as well. Because every year for our November open house is also our university participant program open house. So for students that are in high school that are going to participate in that program, this is the open house that you will be attending. So your day is similar to the rest of the open house day. With a couple of variations to it. So in the morning when you get to the Ramsey Center, we'll actually have you set up in the hospitality room after you get registered and checked in for a special presentation about the UP program. Then we'll take you on a tour to the different residence halls that you stay in that program. Then in the afternoon, you can still go to the same student service and student organization fairs, but we'll also have rooms set up for you to do interviews for the afternoon portion. So a busy day for you as well, just pretty similar to the rest, just a little variation in it.
Yeah, and of course everybody loves the UP program. The two UP students were the previous year's Homecoming King and Queen. This year, of course, the two marching band students won Homecoming King and Queen. So, but it's always special to get to have the UP version of the open house as well.
Now, speaking of the marching band Homecoming King and Queen, it was kind of funny today at the game hearing some of the band directors talking about that. They said that for Homecoming Court this year that there was only 1,300 votes cast for Homecoming Court, 500 of them being just from the marching band.
Wow, so good to have.
Sort of a landslide victory there for the marching band.
So Greek folks, if you're listening.
Or residence hall folks.
Residence hall, yeah. Mm-hmm. And people who've won it in the past, LMP folks have won it in the past. So those are the four or five organizations that tend to push out a lot of orientation. Also, mm-hmm. is good about nominating folks, and so it's always good to make sure you tell your organizations to vote if you hope they win.
Yes, you know what the bar is set at now. At least 500 you're going to have to surpass with your vote each year with the marching band.
Yep, and usually the way things narrow down, whether you're involved in Greek life or residence life or something like that, you know, by the time it gets to voting for a king or queen, there's going to be one representative from your area. So make sure you get loud and get proud and vote for your representative. Speaking as a former homecoming king that was nominated I think there was a sorority. I think it was Alpha Gamma Delta nominated me the year that I won, and orientation nominated me the year before. So make sure you get out and vote for that. It's always special, at least to me. So.
Yeah, well, as a past winner, it, you know, adds even more.
You like how I dropped that in there.
Oh, yes.
I've yet to really brag about being a homecoming king on this show, which I do pretty much every day of my normal life. So I need.
Yes,
to
he walks around
in.
With
yes.
the king crown on all the time.
I do. Yeah, I have the newspaper article from the Western Carolinian pasted on the wall in here. You can't miss it. When you walk in, it's eye level, first thing you see, as well as the football in the case. So, you know, not to say that I'm super all about that, but I am super all about
and
that.
And he still has the inflated crown right above his desk as well.
Yeah, that was just something I put there to draw more attention to that corner. But anyway, enough about me. I could do a Josh Thompson podcast all about Josh Thompson. How many times can I refer to myself in the third person?
For that podcast, though, we would have to have our executive producer come in and help us with that podcast. That one might be a fun one to do at some point.
Not if we want it to remain nice things said about me. Just kidding. I love you, Brittany. I'm glad you're listening. But anyway, back to we've gone off the open house train here, so we need to course correct.
We've gone off the train several times during this podcast.
We have, but we're having fun, and this is, you know, something we've talked about in the past, but there's always more to learn and more to talk about as we kind of approach these unique events.
And speaking of unique and sort of a different thing as well, we also have an important deadline coming up on Sunday, yes. November 15th.
So one day after the open house, the early application deadline will pass. So make sure that if you want to be involved in our early application decisions, which if we have all your materials by November the 15th, which is, again, 1 week from or less than a week from when we publish this on Monday, then you will want to get everything in by then. If you want to hear a decision before we break for the holidays. And last year when we broke for the holidays, we had an insane amount of applications come in during that 3 to 4 week period where we weren't in the office.
And, you know, if you haven't applied yet, go ahead and get that application in.
Yes.
Even if you're unable to get everything else in before that deadline, don't fret over trying to overnight items to us or things of that nature. You know, don't spend that extra money. We promise we will get to your application as quickly as we can.
Yes.
So go ahead, apply, get everything turned in as quickly as you can. We work with all the school counselors throughout the state, making sure all of the stuff that we need is received from your schools after you've had them sent to us.
And don't get frustrated if you call on Wednesday freaking out about getting your transcript in or your test scores in and nobody picks up the phone, because we've already talked about how half the office is going to be stretched between tours and honors day. So have no fear. We will get you your decision in the quickest amount of time possible. So just remember to bear with us, and we'll make sure that if you are destined to become a Catamount, that we'll get you on the right path.
Now, speaking of decisions, we'll sort of do a little recap of the previous week. Josh, you and I both had a unique opportunity this past week doing some instant decisions across the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to travel out to Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem and visit with their students there. I got to talk to a good 15 to 20, if not more than that, students there in that point, and talk to them about, you know, what if everything was in. I got to actually give them a decision that day of accepted. And then if everything was not in, then we kind of talked about what they needed, where they were at in the process, kind of evaluating their transcript and their test scores, letting them know exactly what they have to do to move forward. So it's a very unique program that we offer here at Western that we hope more high schools in the future will want to do.
Yes, and I was at Butler High School all day for that day.
You were busy. Butler got you busy.
Butler was supposed to just be a presentation at 10 o'clock in the morning, and next thing you know, I was there until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Met with about 25 to 30 students during that time. Then the very next day, I was at Alexander Central High School in Taylorsville, North Carolina.
The amount of people you saw at, we need to call Alexander Central High School Western Carolina Feeder School. Like, that is insane, the amount of students you saw.
I arrived there at 10:30 that morning, and then I left at 1:30 and saw 40 students in that time period. And so the majority of them, I was able to congratulate on their acceptance to WCU. A couple of them sort of had to go through some different items that we were needing, whether first semester grades or some additional test scores, but for the most part, we got to tell a lot of students this past week congratulations on becoming a part of the Catamount family.
And we love working with Alexander Central. One of my good friends from high school is the guidance counselor over there. Chase does a great job. So it's no wonder that so many of their students are not only college eligible, but are interested in such a great college like Western Carolina. So we appreciate all the hard work that Chase does down at Alexander Central.
Yeah, so hopefully next year we'll be able to do some more instant decision days. We actually have one coming up this week at Swain High School on Tuesday. So we're still doing instant decision days. So keep a lookout for us. We might not be at your school this year, but we might be there in years to come doing instant decision days in November.
And again, if any high school guidance counselors are listening, and we hope you are, if you're interested in bringing that process to your school, feel free to email Patrick or I. bear with us this week. So maybe don't email us before November the 15th. Maybe after.
Since we're going to be planning for next year, I'd recommend emailing us in January or February.
Yes, yeah. That way we'll get you on the calendar and we'll be able to work out all the details. But we love doing those instant decision days and getting to talk one-on-one with your students. So if that's something you're interested in, just let us know.
Now, we also do need to do one other recap as well from this past week. We are fortunate to have had an alum on the World Series champion Kansas City Royals.
That is right. My dad's favorite baseball team. He was thrilled. But Greg Holland, he got injured and was put on IR, so he didn't actually get to participate in the World Series this year, but will earn a World Series ring. And to my knowledge, he's the first ever Catamount to win a major baseball championship.
And
I was going to say major sports, but then I remember David Patton with the New England Patriots won several during that first run with Tom Brady.
Won one with the Saints as well.
Yes, so David Patton was our first major sports champion in any professional sports, and now we followed that up with Greg Holland was the closer for the Royals. He'll actually be a free agent this offseason, so it'll be very interesting to see where he decides to go, and we wish Greg the best of luck as he moves forward and getting healthy. I know that he saw his velocity drop, and so he knew it was time to do the surgery. And so hopefully we'll see him back on the baseball field by next August as another team signs him to be a late playoff push.
It'd be nice if he stayed in Kansas City. I think he's a great fit for Kansas City just from the past few years.
And that's the team that drafted him, and you always love to see players that were drafted there be successful there and then stay there for their careers. Or, if he wants to become a Baltimore Oriole or an Atlanta Brave, I'm sure you and I will not complain too much about that.
Well, the way the Atlanta Braves are going right now, he would be better off with the Orioles or the Royals.
No, that takes a big man to admit. Patrick is a huge Braves fan. I'm a huge Orioles fan. So, a former Catamount assistant baseball coach, Alan Beck, was drafted by the Orioles, and so I have that little connection there. But I'd love to see an Oriole a Catamount play for the Orioles, and I know you'd love to see. Since Charles Thomas, former Catamount, played for the Braves during their last big playoff pushes, maybe in 04, 05, I believe.
So I've had the luxury of one Catamount on the Braves team.
I'd like to have another couple, though. And the way the Braves are going, they could use a couple of Catamounts to come
in. Yes, they could.
So that was an exciting. We were happy for Greg Holland. Of course, Kevin Martin began his, I believe this is his 11th professional season in the NBA a couple of weeks ago with the Minnesota Timberwolves, who will probably surprise some folks this year. They've had a string of number one draft picks. Of course, they traded for Andrew Wiggins last year, and then they drafted Karl-Anthony Towns. So Kevin Martin is the old guy now on that team, kind of teaching those youngins something about playing in the NBA.
Hard to believe that he's been in the league 11 years now.
It is. It's unbelievable. Again, he got drafted in the summer of 03, right after your freshman year and right before mine. So he's had a great career with the Kings, and then got traded down to the Rockets, and he was part of that big James Harden trade that went up to Oklahoma City for a while, and then now entering his second or third year with Minnesota. So he's had a great long career, by far the most successful NBA player that the Catamounts have ever produced.
Oh, by far. And we're looking forward to basketball season. It's kicking off now. We had our kickoff to the basketball season this past week on Tuesday night, which was a great night for students and fans to come out and support men's and women's basketball as they started gearing up, getting ready for the upcoming season.
Yeah, and so when basketball is starting, Coach Mack had a great exhibition win for women's basketball last night, as you mentioned, and then the men's basketball really gets kicked off here in the next week. So it's an exciting time, and I know that Coach Hunter and Q and all those guys are really excited about the team this upcoming year.
Because for those that are coming into town for open house this week, if you're coming in early on Friday, we actually have a women's basketball game on Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock. It is our Education Day game.
And that will be the loudest women's basketball game of the year.
I do recommend earplugs for that game.
Screaming, there'll be some screaming youngsters at that one, and that's always a lot of fun.
And then if you're sticking around for after open house the next day on Sunday, we actually have a men's and women's doubleheader on Sunday.
Yeah, so stick around, spend the evening, Saturday evening in Cullowhee, maybe go out to O'Malley's and catch the Catamounts versus the Texas A&M Aggies on ESPNU. And then wake up the next day, hit the Catamount basketball doubleheader, and you will have had a great WCU themed weekend.
And if you're going to be, if you come in town early on that Friday afternoon and you'd like to meet some of the tour guides before the week starts, we'll be at our customary spot of Speedies on that Friday night.
Absolutely. And if you, you know, if you want to get ready and get set up, then feel free to come help us. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to have you set up for us.
So we, yeah, busy week ahead between the admissions office and Catamount Athletics. Looking into this week ahead and next weekend.
Yep, it's an exciting time to be at Catamount. And of course, the holidays are coming up. I saw that the Asheville Ballet was going to be here to do a performance at the Nutcracker on December the 1st, and that will really kick off a lot of the holidays around WCU. And we do have a special episode. I don't know when we're going to air it, but we are going to talk about all the awesome holiday-themed things you can do here in Cullowhee and Silva in the North Carolina Mountains.
Yeah, we might have to air that one out the week of Thanksgiving. That'd be a good Thanksgiving week one.
That would be, yeah. That way the students who are coming back will have a chance to experience it before they do exams. So, great idea there. Patrick, anything else you want to add before we close out the show today?
We look forward to seeing you either at Honors Day on Wednesday or at Open House on Saturday. If you're unable to make it to this open house and you haven't been able to make it on campus yet, don't forget we have campus tours Monday through Friday. You can register online at tours.wcu.edu, and we also have two open house events in the spring semester, so sign up online for those as well. openhouse.wcu.edu.
Yeah, we have a lot of chances for you to come and visit us, and for Patrick Frazier, this is Josh Thompson, as always, saying go Cats!